This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Morning, my friends. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. I was doing great, and then my memory was jogged of us getting ripped off.
Oh, it's Aditi joining
really
the Danettes.
Disturbing?
What did you say, Aditi? I'm sorry.
I mean, that disturbs you that much to know that you're ripped off. Isn't that part of life as a radio host?
I mean, I guess, but you know, they're close friends over there, Pony and Mueller. I don't know Rob Long from anybody, but you know, that's okay.
Well, Pony and Mueller, you know, I'm on with them every Monday morning for a full hour.
Well, I listen.
And we mix it up. Oh, you do listen?
Yes.
So then why didn't you reference that? Why didn't you reference listening to my
because
hour with Pony and Mueller,
I was going
as opposed to some other random little piece.
I was
going to
say that they liked the podcast. All right, let me explain this. I did the podcast saying we had the podcast.
Oh, so you are self-promoting. You are all about the self-promoting.
And then I said, Chris Mueller called me, said he likes the podcast, brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTNDAV.com. And then I was going to say, speak of the devil, Pony and Mueller. She's on Pony and Mueller every Monday afternoon. Aditi Kekabwala, and then it jogged my memory. Wait a minute, they use congratulations on all your success, and then a Baltimore station uses that term now too. So it's running rampant.
I have a podcast too. Lima, have you listened to my podcast? Because mine's really actually tremendous.
It's with Michael Yam. Bet you didn't know that, Tone.
I knew you had a podcast. I did not know who you were hosting with.
Lima, seriously? You haven't listened to it even once?
I mean, not.
It's a great podcast.
He's not on podcast.
It's a totally timeless podcast. It's about stuff that it doesn't matter when you listen to it. It's still valuable information to have. Like, how did every team get its name? Why are the goalposts yellow and 35 feet? Why are the uprights 35 feet in the air instead of 30 or 40? I mean, there's a lot of valuable information.
Aditi,
did
you go over why every NFL team does not have a retractable roof or a dome yet?
We have not done that one, but if that is your suggestion, then I am happy to address it. But let me tell you, did you not think that yesterday was fun? Like, as somebody who lives in Cleveland, did you not think that having to play in the elements and somehow come up with some sort of answer, like, was that not enjoyable to you?
So, Aditi, it was more fun than I thought it would be. It was very interesting to see the strategy and the wind and how to use it in each quarter, how to use your timeouts, how you call a third down play if it's more than like 5 yards because of the element. The only thing is, I feel like that's a one-off. I don't want a whole bunch of games this weekend like that. I think it would get really old really fast.
Yeah, but isn't that sort of the point? Like this, and this is kind of, we've all had this conversation, and I've said to you multiple times that I think whatever we want to address today and moving forward about Baker Mayfield's potential, physical potential, I've said so many times that his personality so matches the city that he's in right now. So I would say the same thing about Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen, who he is in Buffalo, that big, strong body, that big arm, that fearlessness in the elements, is completely different than Mac Jones, who didn't see snow until like 3 years ago and said he's never been in wind like this. I think that that's a piece of the storytelling. Who matches who works out well, who is a perfect fit in a certain franchise in a certain city. as opposed to elsewhere. And so that to me is fun because look, let's be honest. Thank goodness for this. There are not that many cities that have Buffalo's weather. But that's part of the lore and the appeal and, you know, the excitement of the Buffalo Bills and something that they have going for them.
Indeed, to Kangawala in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So the Browns got 5 games left. They are 6-6. They're in a gaggle of teams that can make that wild card spot. Let's crawl before we walk here. They got Baltimore coming up on Sunday. There's no Marlon Humphreys. Not anymore for the rest of the year, Humphrey. Not anymore for the rest of the year. What do you think Kevin Stefanski got to do? Should he be throwing? Should he be running the ball more?
Run. I'm going to say the same thing that I've said all year. Run. You play to your strengths. Isn't that what he said yesterday? That we really looked at what we do well and we looked at what we're not doing well and we figured out how, you know, like we thought about how we do more and better of what we do well and how do we pivot away from what we're not doing well. So this is a team that can run the ball, so run the ball. And you have running backs that can get to the second level, that can get into the secondary. I mean, if you can get past Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams, then you've got a lot of open field there. I will tell you this. I've been riding the Ravens, and I think that the Bengals have the most the Bengals have been the healthiest, and the Bengals are sort of the most complete in terms of both sides of the ball. And you feel like there's a lot there. They have all of the pieces. My question has been coaching and sticking with what works for them and et cetera, et cetera. And so I've ridden the Ravens because I felt like, look, this is the best run or this is a better run or this is a very, very well-run franchise. This is an extremely well-coached group. This is a group that has been in the thick of it. They have arguably one of the most dynamic players in the NFL in Lamar Jackson. And then I saw them this week and, oh, gosh. It was painful and it was terrible. And so now I do truly feel what you just said, Ken, that the AFC North is indeed open. And if somebody can put it together and get hot, it's not anybody's division. It really, really, truly isn't. And I don't know why, you know, we came into this thinking that the Browns had everything and had all the pieces and had so much potential and that not only could they win the division, but that they could run away with the conference as a whole. And obviously there have been missteps, but there's a good amount of football left and nobody has run away with the conference. Why can't it be the Browns? Why can't it? Like, what are you looking at that you're just saying, I'm giving up on them, that they can't put together a run?
Quarterback's
right
pretty banged up.
Okay. But both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have basically said everybody in the NFL is banged up and he's not so banged up that he can't play.
My quarterback
and
looks worse than those guys.
If he couldn't play, he would tell us that he couldn't play. I mean, isn't that what Stefanski
said yesterday? I don't think he would.
Okay,
I think he'd play.
But that's where the decision makers come in right there, right? Like, there is a piece of this that you need to know what you have in Baker before you commit any great amount of money to him. But at this point, you know what you have in Baker. So they're not trotting him out there if they don't think that he can do it.
Aditi, join us on the hotline. Yes, Stefanski talked yesterday, and Andrew Berry talked last week during the bye about that, what you just said, that he's healthy enough to play and that he thinks he's going to absolutely have a big last 5 games of the year. Do you think his future rests on the final 5 games and if they are fortunate enough to make the playoffs on these games? Is this it? Is this the evaluation here?
I feel like that's a very strong statement right there, that his future rests on that. No, but I do think that this is telling. I do think that these are supposed to be the moments that Baker rises for, right? Like, even he acknowledges that he loves this moment. He loves his back against the wall, that this is very significant to him. I would also say, and we saw this in Pittsburgh this past weekend, where all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this national report that this is Ben Roethlisberger's last year. And by the way, I've been saying that from the minute that he signed. You know, like, none of this is news. Everybody knows that this is Ben Roethlisberger's swan song. But all of a sudden, this comes out there like that. Part of it may be, as somebody is getting heat, you just want to create some sort of empathy or sympathy. So in a similar way, Baker's not playing as well as he was playing a year ago. So doesn't it behoove people who care tremendously about Baker or who are part of Baker's team to say, okay, yeah, the numbers aren't the same, but he may be hurt. And I think the bigger thing to trust here, as opposed to the noise about how hurt he is and whether that is indeed limiting him or not, is the fact that the Browns organization is saying that he is not so limited that he harms our chances to win. So the Browns clearly believe that they can win and get on a run and compete in this division and potentially gain a playoff spot with him. Because right now in a wide open conference, if they didn't think that they could, then they'd certainly make a move.
Diddy Gigabwala joining
us. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Say.
Why am I so bad at that?
It's okay.
I know, but every time you hit reset, I step on you.
Is that why
I feel like I need to be better about
that? Is that why people think we're fighting all the time?
But we don't. Didn't we establish this last time we were on together that we really are actually very good friends?
People still think that. I don't know why.
Do I need to say it again?
No.
No.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
I mean, I like you, but we're not friends like Ken and I are friends. Ken and I talk about real life things.
That's true.
We are friends.
Well, there's a genuine chemistry between the two of you.
Tone's just Tone. I'm friends with Tone.
Yeah.
Didi. Who's the defensive?
So is that like one of those Kevin Bacon things, like degrees of separation?
Are you ready to hate me now? Who's the defensive player of the year? Is it going to be T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
Uh-oh.
Boom.
Oh, boy.
T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt.
No!
T.J. Watt.
No!
T.J. Watt.
No! 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 No!
T.J. Watt.
What happened here? It was Miles.
I hate him.
It was Aaron Donald, too. Upset everybody in the city that I live in when I was like, it's going to be Aaron Donald. But look, you know what? I think there's a piece of this is how important are you as well? And the Steelers are a completely, entirely different entity without T.J. Watt. And I actually, and you know what? This
what are
is,
the Browns without Myles Garrett?
I said this on Tony and Mueller yesterday, so let me say this again. I actually talked to an NFL executive yesterday, a front office executive, who said to me he actually thinks that T.J. Watt should get some MVP votes.
Oh, my God.
Forget defensive player of the year. The Steelers team, this club that is suddenly above 500 and is horrible in so many ways, is not above 500 without T.J. Watt. And he is that valuable.
Is Derek Watt still employed?
He is. He is completely misused. Which is something that Brooke
Fire, he should be working at the concession stand.
I talk about all the time. Stop. No. You know what?
It's like one of the Baldwin brothers we can't name.
Me.
What?
You know what? Let me tell you this. When the Steelers were in, not San Diego, Los Angeles, sorry. The Steelers were in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and they kept going down in the red zone. They were within the five. Forget the red zone. They were within the five-yard line. And on 12 plays inside the five, they threw eight times, which was the most ridiculous, absurd thing. But at some point, finally, Mike Tomlin, who won't cop to it, but it was Mike Tomlin, said, run the D-A-M-N ball. They went into I formation, put in the fullback, and boom, Najee Harris goes right in, touchdown. And it's like, why didn't they do that? It's not that complicated. It feels as if they're way too enamored of being cute. Look at what we can do when we throw. Which is why, you know, as absurd as yesterday was, Bill Belichick having Mac Jones throw the ball exactly three times and then afterwards saying he really slung it around there. Ken, did you see that this morning?
Yes, I did.
Bill Belichick.
Yes, I did.
Saying
he's just happy-go-lucky Bill Belichick. He's about to buy like a 9th or 10th house on Nantucket. He's so happy right now. Everything's great.
With parquet flooring and an ugly cat.
Boy, that's weird. He has all those homes. You'd think he'd pick the nice one to do the draft from. But who knows?
You don't like the parquet flooring?
Hell no, I don't like his parquet floor. Was he living in the Boston Garden? No. I'm just mad. I'm mad. I'm so mad. God, I'm so mad. And I know you're right, and I'm not attacking you.
Look, I just saw the Ravens. Before you let me go, are there any questions about the Ravens? Are there any questions about this matchup? Or do you not
Are the Ravens,
like Kevin Stefanski, it's all about you.
Are the Ravens about to collapse here? Another injury? Obviously, we see what's happening with Lamar Jackson. He is really struggling. Are they about to collapse?
Funny, I was asked this on the NFL Network yesterday. It's so hard to tell because there are 20 major contributors and starters on IR right now. 20. Think about that. 20. The offense has been incredibly stagnant. It feels like they do indeed have more weapons to use, like Rashad Bateman and Devin Duvernay and Prochet and Watkins even, and they're just not using them. And so you wonder, like, is Greg Roman diversifying this offense and taking advantage of what he has or not? It's hard to count them out because I believe in their coaching and their leadership and their mindset so much. And I do feel that when you have a player like Lamar Jackson, who is not hurt, something about him looks a little off. Like, he looks just a little bit more skittish, a little less confident. That is a little disconcerting to me. But I also feel like they're a, what's the word? Like a fiery team. You know, like if they can get going, they can really get going. So I'm not ready to completely count them out. I think if they lose to the Browns this weekend, then ask me again.
Aditi, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Was that a rude all the best? Was that one of those like...
No, all the best. We got
congratulations on all your success.
We're up against it. We have to run.
Okay, say goodbye nicer. Like, say it in a nicer, more friendly
Aditi,
way.
Aditi, may you have champagne wishes to you and yours, Aditi.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Thank you. You too.
I'll listen to the pod. Thank you.
It's with Michael Yim. Aditi on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, I was going to do the stadium thing.
Okay.
I just got to get something off my chest. I'm not mad at Aditi. I'm just mad that she's right. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.